Welcome to this Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. This is Lincoln Lawing coming at you with my main man, Austin Robinson. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about courage. What that means, what that looks like, what does God say about it? What does God ask us about courage? What does God tell us about courage? And the first verse that we're going to share today, kind of our focal verse for today, is in 2 Timothy 1, chapter 7. I'm sorry, 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, of love, and of sound judgment. And that's 2 Timothy 1, 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, of love, and sound judgment. So I'm going to crank up just telling a little bit of a story about courage, kind of how it went one time, and then we'll share a little bit more about some insights on that. But I remember the summer of my 13-year-old all-star year. It was a good summer. Man, we were just a bunch of country boys down in southeastern North Carolina, Columbus County. And every year, you know, we'd play in our district tournament, state tournament, and we did pretty well. But before that, we'd always play maybe a couple scrimmage games, and it was fun because a lot of times teams from the big city, Austin, they'd come down in these new vans, and they'd have matching bat bags and brand new bats. And we had been cropping back and playing video games all day, and we would just jump out of the back of our dad's truck with an army bag full of old helmets, last year's discounted bats, and beat the brakes off of people. And but to start the year, every year for 13-year-old All-Stars, we would play the 14-year-old All-Stars, which, you know, it doesn't seem like a big deal. But, you know, one year up, it was like they were big leaguers, you know what I'm saying? So I never forget what the guy that we were warming up, and the 14-year-old All-Stars roller guy out there, and he is throwing absolute smoke from, I guess it was 54 feet back then. I'm pretty sure that's what the dimensions were. And he was a man's man throwing complete smoke. And, you know, there's always that time when you're in the dugout and you're kind of thinking, can I hit this guy? I don't know if I can hit this guy. And you don't want anybody to see that doubt. So we're all standing there thinking that. So my dad, he's the coach at the time, he calls us over there and he's like, here's what's going to go down, boys. So my buddy, who we'll refer to before and we'll refer to another time, Chris Baker, was batting leadoff. And a dude could hit. And then I was batting second. My other buddy was batting third. So my dad comes over and said, here's what's going to happen. Baker's going to go up. He's going to get a single. He said, then I'm going to call a hit and run. Lincoln, you're going to smoke this guy's best fastball in the gap. Baker won't even slow down scoring from first. We're going to go up 1-0. We're going to light these guys up. So I'm like, yeah, that's what it sounds like. That's the plan. Well, sure enough, Baker goes up, gets his single like he always does. And then I go up, look down third base coaching box. Sure enough, the hit and run zone. Dude throws me his best fastball first pitch. I square it up on the barrel of my Air Attack 2, which was premier back then. I think the Air Attack 3 was out, but I had Air Attack 2. Square it up. Rip it just left of the second base bag. And I'm thinking, all right, off the bat, I know that's a double. However, shortstop was covering because Baker was on the steal on the hit and run. Short was covering instead of second because they thought I'd be late on it. That guy catches the line shot. I'm out. Doubles Baker off first. He's out. Third, number three guy comes up, hits a fly ball into foul territory. 1-2-3, inning's over. So you'd think we'd be deflated. You know, that's not how the story would normally end. However, we believed that we could hit that guy. I remember, you know, it was just like my dad, who was the coach, called it out, and we just believed we could hit him. And, man, it just kind of was electric, like knowing that, hey, man, we can do this. We got this. And, you know, the game, we ended up getting beat. But I'll just never forget that because at the first, you know, I was intimidated. We were all kind of intimidated. But we were told, hey, let's get out there and make it happen. Let's get in there and move the sticks and see what happened, man. It was just invigorating to do that because it's contagious. And courage is contagious like that. A lot of times God calls us into situations that we don't want to get into or we don't know that we're ready for. And it takes God reminding us that we can do it, that we can get in there and do it and have some courage. And when you get out there and do it, it just kind of invigorates you, knowing that God is with us, like he says multiple times. Hey, I've commanded you, be strong and courageous. I'll be with you wherever you go. And the verse we just read, he says, hey, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, sound judgment. And just reminding ourselves to have that courage and get out there is huge in being able to do what God's called us to do. What do you think about that, Austin? Like, what kind of comes to your mind when you're thinking about courage and things of that nature?
Yeah, for me, what comes to mind is when I first started in ministry, and you're a part of this, when I was in college and trying to figure out what I wanted to do in life, and started feeling that call into ministry, I guess my junior year of college, and just the courage that I needed during that time, because I knew I was called to ministry, and I knew what the type of ministry I wanted to go into, which was sports ministry with FCA, but I also knew that you had to raise your own support,
mm-hmm.
and everything that came along with that. Stepping into that was scary because I was coming straight out of college and having to raise all my support. So I wasn't getting a paycheck. You know,
mm-hmm.
I had to go out and raise the money first, reach a certain point. Then I could start, you know, receiving a paycheck and all that good stuff. But ministry was completely new to me. Raising funds was completely new to me. I had just graduated college, was still living at home. And so the courage that I had to have to step into that next chapter of life, that's what comes to mind because it was scary, it was hard, and I had no clue what I was doing. But I knew the one thing I did know is that God called me there, and I knew that was what I was supposed to be doing. But it was just a matter of trusting him and having the courage that stuff was going to fall into place. But I had to do my part, too.
No, you're right, man. And that's how it is. Like, when God calls us into these opportunities and when God calls us to do stuff, it's like, man, we know what God's called us to do. We know what he's asked us to do. And I used to think that courage, you know, courage isn't necessarily waiting on God is good, but courage is not necessarily sitting around and doing nothing waiting on God to move as much as it is trusting God and trusting what he's called you to enough to take that first step and wade out there. And another illustration that comes to mind is one of the most courageous people in all of scripture was Nehemiah. And if you're not familiar with that story, Nehemiah was the cupbearer to the king, which meant that he would have to test out the wine or whatever the king was going to drink first if anybody tried to poison him. So that in and of itself is courageous because if anybody was going to drop dead, it would be Nehemiah, not the king. So you got to be a little bit crazy, Austin, to do that job. Yeah. Anyway, so his heart starts to break because his home city, the walls have been torn down, and God moves in his heart to go repair the walls. So first thing he has to do is get up the courage to talk to the king about it, which in and of itself had to be courageous. And then the king granted him the request to go do that. So then it bred this chain reaction of courageous events, not because Nehemiah was superhuman or not because Nehemiah had more courage than the next guy. It was that Nehemiah trusted his God and he trusted who God was and what God called him to do. And one of my favorite pieces of scriptures in chapter 2 of Nehemiah. So Nehemiah gets there and, you know, he's already asked the king. He has to trek along for good ways to do what God's called him to do. He gets there. The people aren't really sure if they want to do it. He's having a lot of opposition. Things aren't going his way. So there's a lot of courage that has to be displayed. But in Nehemiah 2:18, he said, I told the people how the hand of my God had been favorable to me and also about the words that the king had spoken to me. And they said, let us rise up and build. So they thoroughly supported the good work. And in the original language, that Hebrew verb where it says to stand or arise is often an instruction to get ready to fulfill a command, somewhat similar to the military command, attention. And what's great about that is whether it's Joshua going out to fight battles or Paul going into new places that God called him to do or Nehemiah going out there, I love that where God gives us a command to fulfill. So what we need to remember is it's not about us having superhuman strength or superhuman courage. It's about walking in what God has called us to do. And when God's called us to do something, he gives us the courage and the reminder that he's going to be with us wherever that we go, so we can walk right into that. And I, like you, Austin, I remember, you know, shortly after I came to know Jesus, having that call to step into ministry as well. And I was scared to death because I'm like, man, my resume is weak. You know, I'm not qualified to do this. And God, you know, reminded me that he doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And when he calls you into that situation, then he's already prepared what he needs to do. And the raising the money, the all the things we'd go do, we've talked about it here before, the events that we'd set up, that we'd pay to get the room, me and you'd get to, maybe nobody'd be there, but we knew we were doing what God called us to do. And in the end, God's going to continue to grind and or continue to do his part on what he's called us to do.
Yeah, we're two of the most unqualified people to ever do ministry, so.
Yeah, so if so that's kind of, and the whole premise of my ministry, what I want people to see is, hey, if God can save Lincoln and use him to do stuff, or God can save Austin and use him to do stuff, then it's not about us, it's about God. Like, if God can save us and use us, he can use anybody. So that's what I just want you guys to understand today is, man, it's about having that courage to walk in what God's called you to do, to start doing the things God's called you to do and have the courage to do that. Sometimes it's to stop doing the things that you know he doesn't want you to do, to but man, God tells us that he didn't give us that spirit of fear, but he gave us that spirit of power, of love, sound judgment, of sound mind. So we know that when fear is coming and when we feel that anxiety, that's not coming from God. And we know that's coming from the world or coming from the enemy or coming from ourselves. And we know that God says that perfect love drives out fear. So we know that when we can rely on God and what he's called us to do, then we can have the courage to walk out what he's called us to walk out. As we begin to close out, just want to remind you that His Show website is up. It's hisshow.org, HISSHOW.ORG. There's a link to the podcast. There's some written content on there. There'll be more of that coming. There's also some His Show merch, some hats, some shirts. So feel free to go on that and get some. All that money raised from that goes back into His Show. For that. So, Austin, you got anything before we close out, man?
Nah, just, you know, number one, don't deny any calling that's on your life that you feel have the courage to step into that, because I know we both did. And just when you feel that calling into something, whatever it is in your life, take that chance, have the courage, trust in God, and know that he's going to provide. But also know you have to do your part, and your part is stepping into that. So, just take that for what it's worth and apply it to whatever it is that maybe you've got going on in your life right now, whatever calling you have on your heart. Just take that leap.
No, that's good. And remember, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but one of power, of love, of sound judgment. So once again, this is Lincoln Lawing with my main man, Austin Robinson, coming at you from the Sunday 15 edition of the His Show podcast. See you next time.